City, Japan. Bit why?
Winchester, yeah. Saved by grace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Winchester, saved by grace. Yeah.
Let go. Clap. Ooh. Clap. Clap. Ooh. Clap. Clap.
Don't lift your hands, give God the praise.
Clap, 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 clap.
Don't lift your hands, give God the praise. I used to be that preacher, telling people what to do, judging everybody, full of pride and self-consumed. One day, I felt so hard, lost my faith in God, I couldn't even pray. So I said, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, you never fall from grace. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, no.
Let go.
Winchester, saved by grace.
Yeah.
You know God loves ya.
Everybody got a pass.
Winchester, saved by grace.
But ain't everybody
know
got a future.
Yeah. Don't listen to nobody. Claim to know God, they can't show no love, they're cold and so hard. And don't say that I never told you, no matter what your sin, His love is there for ya. And I pray, before the sun goes down, you turn your life around, some way and some eye. Yeah, 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 yeah.
My grandmama started me at Sunday school. Cool. Went in the afternoon too. Got the word doing Sunday service. Easter speeches always made me nervous. And now my sermon's heard over the globe like a pastor speaking in your mega churches. I powerball, make mega millions. All for my kids and my children's children. Materialism can't take it with you, boy. Only your soul is worth the weight in gold. Only the strong survive till they get old. Then it's time to meet your maker. So, what they say when you get to the pearly gate? Open sesame to the gates of hell. You wait for the devil himself to introduce you to eternal flame and say, oh Lord, I'm sorry. I promise, I'ma be good, ignore my problems. I receive you, ain't no more commas. No drama, no baby mamas. So I walk through the valley of the shadows. I'm full of life to the light that you passed on. Never had those doubts of faith because the harder times we got us past those.
I've been a saint, I've been a sinner, I've been a good boy, I've been a nuke. The son of a preacher, you go and figure, did all my wrong as a believer. I found God, I heard him call, right on my sin in the midst of my fall. Said I didn't have to be perfect at all, because of his love I'm standing tall. The devil's a liar, he's a deceiver, look at me now, I'm a new creature. Judging someone is like pulling a trigger, you kill them before they can meet the Redeemer.
Damn.
He's a forgiver.
Everybody got a pass.
Winchester, saved by grace.
Yeah.
Come on, give us a praise this morning.
Clap.
Everybody got a pass.
Watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out. Don't lift your hands, give God the praise now.
Believe that.
But welcome, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn here live at the Now Network. Yes, we're continuing our series, a new series on violence, just plumb violence, any kind of violence, violence right next door. And we want you to join us for a variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages and worship to our God with extravagant respect. And here, let's just get this out the way firsthand. Here's our disclaimer. Family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministries demonstrate God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. And yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and we will reach the lost and unsaved. Again, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E and my co-host. My co-host is Minister Carolyn Hamilton. Family, we're going to be going a lot deeper. There's a live video that I posted on the event page just to give a description of what we're really reaching for in this new season. The numbers have skyrocketed. Yes, domestic violence is still high, but we're looking at not just being so single-minded, but to be a lot more fluctual in our thinking, to know that there's a lot more other types of violence. And yes, it all results in a label on it like domestic, but basically all violence starts from either physical, sexual, emotional, or some type of neglect. And psychological also could be kind of maxed in with the emotional side. And we want to really not just look at the scars and look at the bruises to say, oh, something's going on over there. We want to be a little bit more conscious in this season that we pay attention to the little things, to know that if we're free, we're pressing for our freedom of all our past hurts. This isn't just us talking a good sermon. This is really life-changing principles that have come from a relationship with God. I'm free today because of Jesus Christ and how he freed me. And that's why I'm so passionate about this drive, is that I want everybody else to know that they can be free too, no matter the type of abuse, no matter the type of neglect, no matter the type of mistreatment, that God can heal you when we're willing to heal ourselves. The Bible tells us in so many different scriptures that about evil and about repaying and about being of a violent spirit. 1 Peter 3:9, it says, do not repay evil with evil or an insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. We want to really push that in this season, is because people out there that we're engaging, and that and Minister Caroline, I'm pretty sure, will share on, and I'll bring her in here in a second, is that we're really being approached by people that are still hurting. And even you can talk all of God and all of Jesus and all the scriptures you want to talk, but that is not really being effective. Watch this. Now, it's because I can only be fixed by something I understand. And if you're giving me something that I have no knowledge of, if you're giving me something that I have no relationship with, if you're giving me something that I have no tangible acknowledgement of it in my life, then I'm looking at you like it worked for you because you know him. See, we have to go back a little bit farther in our system of Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, where it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberties by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled. I know you guys said this yesterday 50 times, I'm going to keep on. Do not be entangled again. Love that word again, because it reminds us it's something that you've already done that you continue to let bring you down. But do not be entangled again. See, it's up to us to show people how, by example, we are not going to go left field. By example, we're not going to let the anger come out. By example, we're not going to act a fool. Oh, my God. Because it's so easy that if someone can say the wrong thing, can do the wrong, or you could be in the wrong situation by our own choice, but you're in the wrong situation, and now you feel like you have the right to have. No. That is now allowing ourselves to be, not be seen for who we really are, because we're supposed to be a child of God, free, but we're really still in bondage. We have to break that. We have to break that cycle here on this show. Now, I want to say to everyone, we need your help. We need your help like never before. We need your help getting involved. We need your help being on the broadcast, sharing, whether it's direct testimony or indirect testimony. I'm calling out people that will be a voice for those that do not want to be heard. I want to challenge you to be that mouthpiece that someone's pain can be released through you. Come on, be a vessel this season for someone else. We must break the chain of violence. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this new season of Real Talk. We thank you, Lord, that it's not by power and it's not by might, but it's by your spirit that we agree now to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which your son Jesus has set us free. And Lord, we claim, we decree, declare to this day that we will not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. So Lord, have your way today. Let this broadcast be used as a beacon that your word goes forward, as a beacon of hope, as a beacon of joy, love, and peace, but also, Lord, as a vessel, as a channel to be a help unto our neighbors. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, that you be glorified. We thank you today that you be lifted up. We thank you in our submission, Lord. We thank you in our adoration. We thank you in our thanksgiving. We thank you in our self-examination. We thank you in finding our identity. And Lord, we thank you in the filling of the Spirit that we move by the Spirit of one, and we collectively give you all the praise, the glory that you deserve this day. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Without any further ado, I want to bring in my co-hostess, Minister Carolyn Hamilton. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. Praise the Lord, Pastor E, and all the listeners. I'm excited about this year, 2019. I'm looking forward to what we're going to do on this show. We have a whole lot planned for this season. I no longer want to talk about it, but I want to be about it. Start trying to get solutions to these problems that we have, bringing on different people, mental health people, to help with certain situations. Trying to get more young people involved in the conversation. We're going to try to bring in. We have violence in the streets with gang members. We're going to try to bring on gang members and some of the G's to help try to start working out situations and problems, maybe having sit-downs if we have to have the sit-downs on the phone line. I'm just excited about how God is using you and myself. I'm looking forward, like no looking back. Let's just, what the lady say that works with Bobby, let's start, go to work, start doing the work.
So, oh, don't start that.
I'm excited about it. And again, very appreciative for you opening up this forum for us to even go in like this. So that's a blessing in itself.
Amen, amen. Well, we're excited to be used, as I said before, and this is what it's all about. Now, we want to say to everyone out there, I said something on a live video today that is very important in this, and this is came from the Holy Spirit. And when I'm sharing, it's really me just looking at me, but it's really I'm just a big microphone, just saying what God is telling me to say in a prophetic way. But we're really calling out across this nation. This is gonna blow people's mind for property. I don't care how beat up the property is. I don't care how secluded it is. That's even better. I don't care how far off it is. We don't care what state it's in. If the taxes can be paid and we can get in there and remodel and try to make some safe havens, we want to call out to all people with dead property. Oh, my God. We want to call out to all people with dead property across this country. I don't care where your city, how big little your city is. I don't care how big your city is. Wherever it is, we're calling out in the mighty name of Jesus, dead property to come alive, that we could provide a safe haven for men and women when they're in trouble. Oh, my God. I need some agreements on that one.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. See, that's the things that we want to challenge everyone with. There's a lot of resources out there that are just sitting there not being used. We're even in our own city, Minister Carolyn. We're going to call out dead buildings, dead properties, come alive, doors opening, that people can have a place to minister, to help, and to provide for these situations. We calling it out, oh, dead property, come to life. Oh, Jesus. What'd you say?
I see it.
I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. We're going to get some calls on that one. I believe God is going to link us up with about two or three potentials this week. And we're willing to, look, I'm telling you out there, we're not just speaking this because it's not us. This is God's direction. Believe me, when God gives a vision, he will provide the provision. And a lot of us know how to use hammers. A lot of us know how to paint. A lot of us know how to cut grass and clean up and things like that. We can all group together, get on a bus and go down there, rent a big van, drive down and go clean these places and then come back home and get somebody in there to manage them. We're going to make this thing happen. I believe it. Dead property come to life in the name of Jesus. What's about 10 people jumping around in their chairs right now? They say, where Pastor E come with that? But I believe dead property is coming to life. That ain't Pastor E. That is God. Oh, my. Dead up, old shot. Watch what Hebrews 10:10 says. It says, and by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. See, when you're whole in Jesus Christ, you can call out dead things to life. Oh, Jesus, this is a new season that each and every one of us should be looking for new praise, new worship, new relationship, and a new position with God every day, not weekly, not daily, but every second. My God, let's do this thing. Minister Kellen, so I want to just kind of get, I know we're just kind of, this is a, for all our listeners, this is just a promo broadcast today. We're really kind of just unnarrated. No real big topic other than violence and inviting most of you to get involved. We want to open up the lines right now. We don't have a subject, but we want to hear from you. If there's something in your heart that you feel like we need to put down as a subject or we want to address, we're going to go by 30-day periods. I don't know if you guys notice, but my language and just my speech is getting out of the earthly things like years and weeks and just getting into seasons, because you can manage a season. Some of us haven't been able to manage days, weeks, months, years. We've been wasting time. It's time for us to get time management in us, and I think we can do it daily. So in this season, we want to go 30-day intervals or 31, whichever one adds up in that season. And as we go forward, we want to stay on it for that whole season. But we need your help. What do you think we should talk about? If you have a comment, question, dial 1 right now as I turn it over to Minister Carolyn. Let her get an opportunity to share. Then we'll open the lines up and get your suggestions. Minister Carolyn, anything you want to share this morning? I see I'm running my mouth.
While we're speaking things into existence, we know last year we had a lot of young ladies call and tell us about their stories, their testimonies about the being battered, being used, domestic violence. And a lot of mothers that have stepped to the side and watched their daughters go through it. But we had one show where we had a lady by the name of Pat Wright come on. And she spoke about her going through those changes and her daughter going through them now, and how she had to remove herself, how she had to step to the side of her abusive relationship so that she could be an example for her daughter.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm speaking into an existence of us having a mother-daughter ball, you know, maybe a fundraiser so that we can have the means to get one of these dead properties up and running. To have a mother's and daughter's ball, you know, something like the mothers have gone through some things and the daughters, and just for them to have a chance to be together.
Right.
And for the moms to let them know that I'm here for you. And even the fathers, you know, have a parent-daughter ball. So these daughters, because I was one of the ones that went through a lot alone by myself, because I didn't want to involve nobody. I didn't want to tell my family the stories of what I was going through. But we need more of a family togetherness, bringing these families together, you know, to support each other, because we've lost that. You know, it used to be Medea and Grandma and everybody, and we had family dinners and family dinners, you know, but violence has stepped in and snatched the households apart. It
That's
has
right.
even snatched some of the sons away, and they're gone in prison because of the violence they've committed and took the lives of some of the fathers because the fathers were out in the street. So I'm just seeing something of us bringing families back together, how it used to be. And I'm excited. I'm so excited. And, just glory to God.
well, when you were saying that, it just dropped down from it. Instead of a ball, and we can do a ball at one point, but I think to be really effective, if we did a mother-daughter retreat and found a two-day situation to get really, really personal. I think we even need to take real talk to a retreat mode where we get in a circle, could come meet at the office and really start to have some discussions and have the doors open for that. I just as you got to talking, I'm writing down. I need some folks out there to get that old book out, that old notepad. And every time you're on this broadcast, I need you to start jotting down suggestions, jotting down whatever the Holy Spirit is dropping in you. I need you to start writing down that stuff and so we can really get on it. Family retreat is a good thing. We're speaking that to an existence. So this is it.
Yes. Well,
thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the name of this show, being a lot prophetic this morning. This is the speaking into existence for Real Talk. This is the setup show for where we go from this point. And everything we speak is going to be spoken life. And we're not going to walk out of here waiting for it to happen. We're just going to keep looking for it to happen and keep knocking, keep seeking, and keep asking that we receive those things that we know we're supposed to have. Family retreat, come on out. I'm already have an idea of where we go. We could have this, what facility we could take this to. Woo, Jesus. I'm believing. Anyone else with a suggestion? I see Minister Terry. I'm about to open the lines for her. But we want to hear from you. This is not just a Pastor E and Minister Carolyn show. This is your show. This network is not Pastor E's network. This is God's network, which means you being a child of God can be a part of this network. It doesn't mean you have to have your own show, but every broadcast, Monday through Sunday, yes, we're about to launch 7 days a week again. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show, of the shows that you'll be a part of this week. But we need you to be a part of this. Evangelist Virginia, I see you hit the queue. Also, we're going to bring you in after Minister Terry. Good morning, Minister Terry. How are you?
I'm blessed. Good morning, my beautiful family. I am blessed. And, you know, I thank God that you and Minister Curl and all the listeners, we are continuing this violence. Because as we speak, you know, this morning, I always look at the news a little bit and see what's going on in the world. And there was...
Oh, yes, you are our news outlet. We're proud of you, too.
There was violence in Torrance, you know, and this was over. This is where, Pastor, you said something, breaking chains, breaking cycles, breaking bondage. And this escalated by young women at the bowling alley getting into dispute. Because the thing is, you said, we can't fix anything. You said it earlier, if we don't know. And a lot of this, we got to break these chains by, you know, products of our environment, break that chain. Just because you grew up in an environment don't mean you have to adapt to that environment, because I know I had to break a chain. And like Minister Curlin said, young ladies and senior ladies as myself, when you give your testimonies up, if you keep on choosing and not being chosen, the wrong people in your life, the wrong men.
Wait, say that again. Wait, say that again, please. Stop what? Choosing instead of being
chosen.
Come on. Oh, that's a sermon in itself.
Yeah. the wrong people in your life, you're going to keep on with that same cycle on and on. And I thank God, you know, because I don't want to teach this to my grandnieces and nephews and everything. And that's why it's always good to, before any young lady, young man start a relationship, to bring them home to your senior family members, you know, just to have a word with them and to get to know a person first, because this violence is going on. Like you said, Pastor E, it is physically, emotionally, psychologically, financially becoming dependent on somebody. So this violence, it needs to continue because there's so many topics. You can go on and on about violence.
Amen.
And I'm looking
forward we want you to stay in the feed, which we know you are. Just, like I said, we want to really hone in, and we got to do better this season. That's why we need everybody's participation, that we really see some results and stuff. I just believe me, in the spirit, I just see properties, dead properties coming to life. Oh, my God.
Yes, coming to life so we can have that resource for someone that has somewhere to go. Because I spoke with someone the other day, and you know, Lord knows if I had a place to help them out right at this moment. We need these noun properties to come into existence right now because people need right now.
You know, this is something I want to. I'm just gonna say this because when you said it, it just popped in my spirit that I need to get it out before it goes into the past. You know, there's people in our churches that we get so high on church that we don't pay attention. You know, there's people right in our own churches that are doing bad, and they still come to church. They're still praising God, and the ones that should help them don't even pay attention to it. The ones that should be the one to say, here, man, here's some gas money. Oh, I'm all right, because people in church going to tell you that. I'm okay. Now, brother, God just told me to do that. Please accept my offering so I can get blessed. But that's where I'm saying we need to be a lot more conscious in that. And violence right next door, it could be at church, could be at work, could be at the store, could be on the corner, at the bus stop, on the bus. And we're going to do better. I hear that. Thank you so much, Minister Terry.
Yes. God bless you both. Love you, Minister Carolyn and Pat.
Love you, too.
Yes, ma'am. We love you. We love you more. Ain't nothing you can do about it either. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning. Okay. You're on the line. I think if you just... What mute button on you? I don't know what kind of phone you have. Your phone is on mute. I think when you dial 1, it automatically puts your phone on mute. And so I have you open right now. I see she dialed up and is going to call back in. So as soon as she comes in, I'll bring her in this morning. Amen. Anybody else? Come on. We want to hear from you. Don't be shy. Don't make me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This season, we are going to reinstitute the under the bus policy. Don't hang up. Hold on, Mr. Carolyn. I'm about to lose everybody. Don't hang up. But I'm going to be throwing some folks under the bus this season. We are bringing the bus back out. Evangelist Virginia, good morning, woman of God.
Hello?
Yeah, her phone's on mute. Yeah, so we're going to be, and I'm just going to leave her mic on in case she comes in. But we're about to, look, I lost 3 callers, 2, 4.
Pastor,
you're going to throw me under the bus. I ain't playing either. Yes, this is the bus season, but we need you. This is really important, fam. It's not a joke. And I'm not going to throw you under the bus, not on this broadcast. On Mondays, Let's Talk Jesus, yes. But no, this is serious. We really need you to get in voluntarily. We need you to get a part of this and get a passion for it. And if you're looking for a ministry and you're saying, I've been wanting to do ministry and I just haven't gotten it yet, here's one that you can get involved in now. Evangelist Virginia, good morning. We got you. How are you?
I'm blessed, fine, and highly favored.
Amen.
I'm blessed on purpose.
Amen.
I am blessed on purpose. Hallelujah. Are y'all there?
Yes, ma'am. We are. We just want to give her.
I'm blessed on purpose, and I want to give you a shout out, Minister Carolyn, and I thank God for you, my sister, and I'm glad to hear you back on the 2019 of this year.
Praise God.
Are you
thank
there?
Thank you, mother. Yes, ma'am, I'm
Look.
Here. Thank you so much.
Look, stop calling me mother. Say Evangelist. Say Virginia. Say Virginia. Say whatever. Hey, sister.
Okay, Evangelist.
Look, I'm glad you're back on this year, on 2019. And let me tell you something. I know a lot of people, guess what, I'm not even concerned about that anymore. But I want to say I heard something Pastor E said. And my daughter, I love my daughter. Let me share this with you all. If we have children, we got young girls, we got young boys, if they're 30, they're 40, they're 50, we got grandchildren. Let me say this. Please let me say this. There's a time every day we need to tell them that we love them. Don't let them leave out for school. Don't let them leave out anywhere unless you say, I love you. My daughter and I, we have a bond. We like two sisters. Let me tell y'all, I'm not going to bring it all up. But I was in the hospital. I was under attack with something called diverticulitis that hit my body all at once. That hit my body all at once. I was in the hospital for 8 days. And God turned everything around when I heard Minister Charlene talk about turning things around. God turned some things around in my life. I am not the same anymore. I'm new. I've been changed. I've been rearranged. And so much has happened inside of my body. My body has been through a detox. I've been detoxed. I feel like my body is 10 pounds lighter. I feel like I'm on the wall and I'm not coming off because I got too much work to do. I say like Helen Baylor saying, I'm going all the way for Jesus because I got work to do. And I'm not coming off the wall. I'm going all the way for Jesus. And I know God has did a work in my life. I'm not the same man of God. I'm not the same Minister Callum. And all those who listen at me, if y'all know, if y'all only knew what's going on in my life, I don't care if I'm 90, I'm 80, I'm 60, or whatever. I'm not the same. I said I've been rearranged. I've been transformed. I've been, oh, Jesus. My daughter, last week, man of God, I need you to hear this. It's something you just said about a retreat. You and I haven't talked. But I said the other day, me and my daughter, we're going to have a retreat. Because I look at my daughter and I tell her, from my heart to yours, I love you. From you to me, I love you. You have taken care of your mom. You were there every night in that hospital. She did not leave me. She was there. She was there. They had doctors surrounding me. I must have had about 20 doctors all from China, everywhere, and they taking care of me. But God was there. And let me share this. When I went into the operating room, I got to share it. I hope y'all listen. When I went into the operating room, I saw five doctors and a young lady standing to the right. And I looked at her and I said, hey, my angel. She looked like an angel to me, but women's are not angels. Men's are angels. And she said, hi. And I asked the doctors, y'all hear this. Listen at me this morning. I'm not the same. I'm not the same anymore. And when I looked at the doctors, I asked them before they put me under that anesthesia, that anesthetic, whatever that drug is. I asked them, do they mind if I pray? And I told each doctor that was surrounding me, let me pray for y'all before y'all put me under, before y'all even put a knife on me or whatever. Know what I told them doctors, y'all? Oh, Jesus. I said, let me say this. You are not the one going to perform this surgery on me. God is. God is. I say every step, every tube, every instrument that you pick up, God's going to do the surgery. You are just a vessel. You're being used by God. God going to do this surgery on me? And I said, let me pray. And I started praying. And I said, let me do a mini sermon. And I did a little sermon. And I started praying in the spirit. And Carissa to say, pray in the spirit. Sing in the spirit. And I prayed in the spirit and I sung in the spirit. And I said, oh, shit, and I'm shining it, oh, I'm shining it. And I prayed. And the doctor put that mask on my face. And he started pumping. And I was praying and I prayed until I went under. And when I came out from under that anesthetic, I felt like I had never had surgery. And I don't feel nothing now. I don't feel no way tied. I feel like I'm going on for Jesus. And anybody out there that don't know Jesus, it's time to get to know him because he's a healer. He's a healer. And he's working miracles. He worked one on me. And y'all need to see me. Y'all know Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I want to tell y'all, I'm not afraid of anything, and I'm not tired. I got so much God wants me to do. I've been preaching every day on this phone. Everybody called me. It's about God. It's about what he did in my life. 8 days in the hospital, NPO. I was on nothing but water, y'all. I couldn't eat nothing. But now I just had a bowl of oatmeal, coffee, cranberry juice, and I'm just, oh, hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Y'all need to hear me. Me and my daughter getting ready to do a retreat. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to get some people together. I'm going to get some people together. I'm going to get some women and men of God together, and we're going to have a retreat. I'm going to show my daughter how much I appreciate her, how much I love
Amen.
Her, how much
Amen.
I adore her. Oh, thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. We thank God.
Me.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we heard you.
Me.
We hear you loud and clear.
Y'all just don't know. I don't know whether y'all know or not, but God is a miracle-working God. God, oh, Minister Callum, let me share something with you. Let me share something with you.
Yes,
I love
ma'am.
You, and you keep doing what
you're
doing.
Too.
You stay
Thank
on
you.
This violent next door, because we had a young lady here Christmas Day, and her young 13-year-old son, somebody went in and shot them down 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there and watch the TV, and I cry. I said, oh, awesome, oh, Jesus, what a time to take away a mom and her child on a Christmas Day from their family. And y'all, keep talking. Keep doing violent next door.
Amen.
Keep domestic violent next door. Amen. Don't stop. Man of God, you got so much to do on this now network. You keep on keeping on. You keep doing what you're doing.
Amen. Amen. I receive that.
You
I receive that. God bless you.
To do, and you keep doing it.
Amen.
That's more
I receive that.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, I receive it.
I receive it in the name
yes.
of Jesus. I receive it right now. Not next week. Not tomorrow. Right now.
Right
Hallelujah.
Now, right now.
Right now.
Right
well, God
now.
Bless you, woman of God. We got another caller on the hold. God bless you And we look forward to talking to you this week.
All right.
Amen. Bye amen. Area code 323, last 4-9794. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Hello, Pastor E. Hello, Minister Carolyn.
What's that?
Hello. To God be the glory. You know, as I was sitting here in the car, I was thinking about the children that's been affected by domestic violence, and that a door needs to be opened so the children can express how they feel.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about how my mom and my dad, she experienced domestic violence at the hands of my dad, and it became a generational curse. It passed down to me, my other sister, And I can still recall of days, when we're talking about over 40-some years ago, where I have heard, you know, like, I mean, I just thought about things that I heard my father abusing my mom, and I can remember it like it was like today. And I think that was something that stuck within me, and I think during the years, I was really angry with my dad. I was angry with my dad because the domestic violence ended up where my mom ended up taking the girls with her, and she left the boys with my dad, and that's how I ended up in California. And so through the domestic violence, you know, it caused me to be raised without a father.
Right.
And so, and then later on, you know, because of that, I had some issues. I had some issues because I had an absence of a father in my life. Didn't teach me how a father should neuter their little girl. You know, and
right.
I was affected by the domestic violence. And then during that time, I grew up looking for that father figure in the wrong type of men. I realized that, you know, what I was looking for was really a father figure, and it caused me to go into domestic violence as well, and
right.
And it became a generational curse. And so at the hands of my mom, I recall my mom, you know, she shot my dad in the arm because of my dad. I mean, my mom has bruises on her right today of the things that my father did to her. And then I turned around and did the same thing as which my mom did to my dad behind domestic violence. So it became a generational curse in my life that has been broken in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on.
But, yes, but I'm saying that is that there is a door on the Now Network show on Saturday needs to be expressed, open up a door where not just young children, but it's a grown adult still is carrying that burden around with them today, you know, of experiencing living in a household where there was domestic violence.
I'm glad you said that too, because for a long time, this wasn't something that was talked about on, we didn't have these avenues of Facebook and Instagram, and which I believe gets a lot of information out there that we would have never known about. Now it's a little bit more active, but how many people missed it? The people that would listen or that would believe them? Because remember, a lot of children would tell on the abuser, but would get pushed aside because it was an adult versus a child. There's a lot of people out there still hurting in that area. And I believe we definitely need to tap into that and make that available also. That was awesome.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is, nobody knows, she didn't introduce herself, but this is Pastor Brenda Spann from Temple of Emmanuel Ministries. She will definitely be on Wednesdays here on the Now Network, blessing us with the word from the Lord. Anything you want to share with our listeners that they can look for on Wednesday? Yeah, I'll throw you under the bus. Yes, I do.
You know what? I'm excited. I'm excited what God is doing, and I thank God for Pastor E for giving me some nuggets. Last Wednesday, I had a sort of a challenge. But you know what? I stand on the word of God, you know.
Yes.
God is greater than my fear. He's greater than my past. He's greater than my obstacles. And so I'm just excited about the revelation God has given me. And I'm excited about being on Wednesday. And I give God the glory. I give God the glory for what he's doing. And I believe that people are going to be delivered. I believe that people are going to get healed. I believe that the loved ones, the marriage are going to be restored. I believe that God's going to open up the jails for their children to come out of jail. So I'm believing on the word of God. I'm standing on God's promises, and I'm believing that God's people is also standing on God's promises. And I'm just a servant and just going to be obedient and bring the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. Amen. That was awesome. That was awesome. We're blessed to have you, and we look forward to what God is already doing, but we're going to hear it here on the Now Network. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
All right. Anybody else? We still have a couple more minutes that we could take a call. I want to make a call to that one person that's on this line, and you don't know how you got here. It doesn't even make sense because you just dialed a number you saw on the internet, but you're here on purpose, and it's because you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. I'm going to call you out. Dial one right now. We want to introduce you to the best thing you will ever, ever experience in your life. And that is a relationship with God one-on-one, him as your personal Lord and Savior. We don't even have to let people know you're on. We have a green room here on the network that at any time you dial one, and if I start calling your number out and just say green room, and I take you straight over to the green room where myself or one of our leaders here will talk with you on another line that's secluded from the broadcast, that we can be available for you. And also, if you're ever on this broadcast or you ever invite somebody on this broadcast that needs a confidentiality, that green room is still available, but then we'll take to another line that makes it totally secure. But we want to be available during the show. We want to be used. Use us now that we continue that thing, that even when the broadcast is over, you can still remember to call the P2P hotline at 213-595-7591, the swag hotline at 323-830-2161, and if we don't answer, we'll get right back with you. And if we're not in your area, we'll find somebody in your area. We have covenant partners across this nation that we trust and we believe in, and we're building this network that can now lead you and guide you to where you need to be in your region. In your area. So let's continue this thing. I'm appreciative to everybody for continuing the covenant with this network that's not to reach statistics, but to reach people. And that's why we're here. And we appreciate everybody that helps and sows into this ministry. I want you to know your seeds are multiplied 100 million, trillion, billion, billion, trillion fold when you sow into this good ground, that you may receive a harvest in the name of Jesus. So, Minister Carolyn, any closing from you?
No, I just want to say that this was a nice show, a nice beginning. I thank everyone for their input. And Mother Valentine, Evangelist Valentine.
Oh, yeah.
I pray for her. And what she has gone through.
Amen.
I too had diverticulitis, but I stayed in the hospital a month for it. I had to have the surgery and everything. So God's will be done on this network. And I'm really pumped up, and I'm looking forward to the new year.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, well, I want to put this challenge out there for everybody on this network and through all of our other avenues. The How God Loved Me challenge has been extended. And we were cutting it off in December, but we've extended it to January 31st. And the How God Loved Me challenge is that you write a 1 to 3 page book, one page book. Oh, how God loved you. Now, most people say that's easy. Just go to John 3:16. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about some religious and some spiritual habit. We're talking about that experience. Not the way your mother took you to church, and that one-on-one experience when you knew that God loved you. See, that's when you know he's real. Oh, my God. That's when you really can testify. That's when you can really express how God loved me. That's the name of the challenge, How God Loved Me. Now, you know he loves us all, but no, how did he love you? When, where were you? What situation? And you don't have to tell us the cell number, or even if it was in jail or if it was here, but what story do you have of that moment that you knew without a doubt that God loved me? Oh, my God. Come on, get involved. And the cutoff date is January 31st. A paragraph is fine. One page is fine. A page and a half is fine. No more than 3 pages or it will not be accepted. And we want this to be an avenue that other people can hear our testimonies. that they can now know what true love of God is. Because most people just think, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. No, there was a moment in your life that you knew, oh, God really loves me. That's what we want to hear from you. Come on, get involved here on the Now Network. You can send your transcripts to provoked2000@live.com. That is provoked 2000@live.com. Again, provoked2000@live.com, or send text it to me. I ain't gonna throw you under the bus. Send it to me in any kind of any form you can. We're gonna definitely do some spell checking. We're not doing any grammar. We're not doing grammar, or we're not doing any kind of you know how most publishers want to change grammar. We're not doing no changing in your writing. It's gonna stay pure. We're gonna do some grammar checks, spell check, paragraph spacing, stuff like that. But other than that, it's gonna stay in pure form. We guarantee you that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And when you submit your work, we are going to send you in a receipt for that, a disclaimer that none of us are going to make any money on this. We are doing this as a free will offering, and we're going to give it away. Now, when we get blessings in from it, believe me, if it went top seller, we all going to get paid. Believe that. But that'll be in that disclaimer too. I got to get our legal team on that. Disclaimer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See how just in communicating, you have to take a moment and write down what the Holy Spirit just told you, because then you'll forget. And then when it comes down, somebody say, what about that disclaimer? Oh, no, we'll have that ready also. Come on, I'm challenging everybody. Get a notepad just for each show. Most people, and Minister Terry probably has a whole bookshelf of manuals. She's been here from 3 years at least. But get a book for each show you're going to be on. Let's Talk Jesus is relaunching on Monday, and we're going to talk about Jesus. That's all we talk about there. Tuesdays, we're going to have a two-show fold. There will be Man Up on the first and third Tuesday, and then the Prophet's Closet will be on the second and fourth Tuesday. That launches this Tuesday. Wednesday will be Pastor Brenda Spann with Temple of Emmanuel. Thursdays is going to continue with Women Speak Now. Fridays in the month of January is silent because I'm in revival every Friday night. But beginning in February, Let's Talk About It with me, myself, and Minister and Pastor Valoris Brooks. And then on the other Friday, that's only going to be two Fridays a night. The other two Fridays are open. We're looking to fill that with another slot. Saturdays, Real Talk with Pastor E. Sundays, we are about to launch a preaching series. I know Hill City is going to be on two of the replays from Pastor Diedrich Hatton will be on two Sundays, and then we're going to fill in the other slot live preaching. And that's still in development as of right now. But 7 days a week here on the Now Network. If you want to bless and sow into this ministry, you can do that at provoked2000now.com. Provoked2000now.com. There is a donate button there where you can give. There's a covenant. There's also a tab on the website for covenant partners that you can read the three areas of how you can covenant with the network, with P2P Ministries, and with all of our outreach means. So we thank you. We appreciate you. And we want you to know that we love you. But most of all, God loves you. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. I want to play this song. This is a debuting here on the Now Network. This is a release from Pastor Diedrich Hatton on his Christmas album, a release called Silent Night. First heard here on the Now Network.
Was that he would be born in the manger. Star born that night, and he would be the Savior. Born of a virgin, he was just a humble servant. He could have came down in the clouds with a host of angels singing loud, but it was a
silent night. It was a silent night. It was a silent night.